we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
DSC is extremely cautious with your money. We research and know that the projects we support will indeed positively impact the future of wildlife and habitat, your rights as an outdoorsman or woman, and ensure that our kids and grandkids will have the opportunity and training to carry on the outdoors heritage. What's your money at work at biggame.org.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder. Welcome to our campfire here at Kinder Outdoors. Really glad you're here on this National Hunting and Fishing Day. That's right. We get to celebrate today the fact that hunters, fishers, sport shooters, we are the backbone of American, North American conservation. We'll hear from Misty Mitchell on this National Hunting and Fishing Day. Misty is the National Hunting and Fishing Day coordinator. She's also the director of conservation programs at the Wonders of Wildlife Museum and Aquarium in Springfield, Missouri. So, hey, drag up a chair and enjoy a little time in camp with us today at Kinder Outdoors. Front Door to the Camp House is brought to you by Fortiflora, America's number one canine probiotic. It's worked 100% of the time that I've used it, and it's safe enough to use on weaning puppies. Talk to your vet if you'd like to learn more about Fortiflora from the trusted name Purina. Hey, I want to let you know about a couple of fundraisers that are worthy of our attention. One of them is today. They're having a ball today at the Silver Creek Sporting Club Quail Run Circle. They're in Kiowa, Colorado. That is the host location for Freedom Hunters Sporting Clays benefit, raising money to take our very finest into God's great outdoors as a way of therapy for these fine folks, these heroes, these veterans. Can't make it to Kiowa, Colorado today to shoot clays? Then visit them online, freedomhunters.org, and you're going to find everything you need there to participate in this very cool auction that they've got going today. All of the money raised in this auction benefits, sponsors, hunting and fishing trips for these veterans that are served by Freedom Hunters. Something in this auction for every budget, too. I was looking around there. There's a Fur Taker combo pack, mouth calls from Fox Pro. Their three most popular hand calls. You can't go wrong with Trigicon. There's a Trigicon Huron 3x9x40 rifle scope just in time for deer season up for auction today. And hey, how about a trip to Namibia? It's time to get back in the groove, get back in the swing, get on an airplane, and go to Namibia and hunt with Orpa hunting safaris. 5 days. Gemsbok, warthog, blue wildebeest, and cow eland. Plus lots more items, too. I've got a link for you at kinderoutdoors.com, and that auction is open until 7 o'clock Mountain Time this evening. Another Sporting Clays event that I wish you'd take a sincere look at will be in Dallas, Texas, at the Dallas Gun Club, Thursday, October 8th. It benefits the Outdoor Adventures Program. This is the Outdoor Adventures Cup. The shooting starts at 2:30, followed by a great quail and barbecue dinner. Lots of cool raffle items. A Ruger 6.5 Creedmoor with a Vortex Crossfire scope. A Matthews Triax compound bow. Lots more stuff, too, okay? Check that out at kinderoutdoors.com. By the way, Outdoor Adventures, that sporting clay shoot benefits Outdoor Adventures, which teaches our young men and women in school how to hunt, fish, shoot. And it is on the grow, now up to 605 schools in 37 states. Washington and Florida have recently been added, and Chief Leshy High School in Puyallup, Washington, is the first Native American tribal school to offer Outdoor Adventures. Outdoor Adventures, for the first time now, is available in an elementary version, open to any K-12 private or public school in the United States. And there's now a college curriculum for Outdoor Adventures. Saul Ross University, Berea College, and Tarleton State University have added Outdoor Adventures. Pretty cool. Mark Lumpkin and Jackie Swindle, they went fishing the other day. They were on the Mississippi River near Melwood, Arkansas, Phillips County. Mark knew it was big when the fish took the bait about 1 o'clock in the afternoon on his rod and reel. 2.5 hours later, Mark and Jackie laid their eyes on the behemoth. They finally got her into the boat 109-pound, 15-ounce catfish. Just missed the state record in Arkansas, 116 pounds. Hey, Mark, Jackie, congratulations. They're grinning like they got away with something, along with that big fish there on the bragging board at KinderOutdoors.com. Calming care. It very gently over time and safely gentles the overactive dog, the overbarker, the overjumper. I'll save $5 off your first order of calming care at KinderOutdoors.com. Come see me. I was reading the Fishing Wire the other morning like I do every morning. And read where Florida Senior Wildlife Officer Johnston was on patrol in Lake City. He went over to visit with a group of guys about to launch their vessel into Lake DeSoto. They had no life jackets, and one guy didn't have a valid freshwater fishing license. Officer Johnston's a nice guy. He educated them on boating safety requirements, provided the one guy with a list of locations and options to purchase a fishing license nearby. They had their picture made with him and smiled and said they'd take care of it. 6 hours later and 20 miles away, Officer Johnston ran into these same old boys, this time on the Santa Fe River. They still didn't have any life jackets or a fishing license. Officer Johnston wasn't quite as kind the second time around. I'll be right back.
This is the Pig Man, and we're about to shoot some swine. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about shooting some pigs with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
We are planning for great crowds and a great time at the 2021 DSC Convention and Sporting Expo, Reflections, February 11th through the 14th, and we'll certainly hope that you're planning to be a part of it as well. Hi, I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director at DSC, and I can assure you that as we make plans to get together again in February, we're also planning to do it safely. Whatever is required to make your visit comfortable, enjoyable, and above all safe, we will do. This is the place where the finest guides and outfitters globally come together to display their opportunities to the hunting and fishing public, and they'll be hungry to do business. You'll also see the finest collections of firearms, art, jewelry, hunting gear, and clothing anywhere. We will have wonderful banquets, live and silent auctions featuring one-of-a-kind collectibles, opportunities and gear, and a family-friendly celebration of our hunting heritage. To learn more, visit biggame.org. And I'll see you in February.
Do you love crappie? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, inviting you to the Crappie Expo 2020 in Branson, Missouri, October the 30th through November 1st at the Branson Convention Center. Crappie Expo will have over 90 crappie fishing manufacturers showing and selling the greatest and latest crappie fishing products in the world. Crappie Expo 2020 features the richest crappie tournament in history. Catch all the weigh-ins at the Crappie Expo. Hey, you like to eat crappie? The world's largest crappie fry starts at 11 a.m. Saturday at the Crappie Expo. How much crappie can you eat for free? Don't forget to sign up. Free drawings to win a new Ranger or Vexus boat at the Crappie Expo. Must be present to win. Let's see. Crappie Expo 2020 has country music, free crappie, free boats, and crappie fishing products out the kazoo. I'll see you at the Crappie Expo 2020. Be sure to bring the kids. It's trick or treat. Don't you just love Branson? CrappieExpo.com and ExploreBranson.com.
There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range access deer hunting in the world, my favorite, by the way, plus native whitetails and turkey, and some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence. And I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave. From high school gyms to towering stadiums, every time I see our flag wave, I feel a humbling reminder of the brave who keep and have kept us free. I stand to honor the sacrifices of the generations before me, heroes who charged in the battle through bombs and bullets, who lost their brothers and still pushed through, fighting for every inch of our freedom. I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore, men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth, who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
We thank God for the freedom, our men and women that defend it, and the Constitution that guarantees it. Welcome to camp with Kender Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
If you drill a hole in the ice to fish or enjoy open water all year long, you are the DSC, the hunter that glasses for sheep at 12,000 foot, and the squirrel hunter with his .22 rifle are part of us as well. DSC offices in Dallas, but fights for you no matter where you enjoy getting outside. BigGame.org.
Hey, maybe your friends told you about what we're doing here in the camp house at Kender Outdoors. We call it Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows. We're giving away a $4,000 Dillon Manufacturing hunting blind and a $2,000 shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Ranch Archery, Wild Game Processing, and Event Center. Yeah, that's you looking out of that 6x6 bow and rifle combo octagon on a 5-foot tower with a porch, smiling out the window, holding your new bow. We're going to give it away. All you have to do is register to win this thing at kinderoutdoors.com. It's a celebration of fall, one of our favorite times of year at Kender Outdoors. Come see us, sign up, and win it. Let's head for Lake Gunnersville, Alabama. That's Bassmaster Elite Angler Bill Weidler's stomping grounds. Bill, welcome back to the show. I talked to you just a few weeks ago after you had won your first Bassmaster Elite event, and you were walking about 3 feet off the ground. Have you come back to earth yet?
Yeah, it has. You know, I think I came back down to earth and, you know, just got my focus on this next run we have coming up, trying to get ready for Gunnersville and the following events.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy fall for you guys, the elites. Next weekend on Gunnersville, and I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know if you have a chance in this thing, Bill, because as far as I know, there's no smallmouth in Gunnersville, are there?
Yeah, right? There are now, so watch out. You know, I'm going to have to go and chase after some of them. You see them every once in a while show up there, but, you know, gosh, with what happened to me up at St. Clair, I might just have to chase after them.
Yeah, for folks that don't know what we're talking about, Bill is a largemouth guy. He's a southern guy. As a matter of fact, Gunnersville is his home area. And so he went up north catching those smallmouth bass and won that Elite Series event a few weeks ago. In all seriousness, though, you have you made the comment that you're not a hunter. You fish year-round. So you know about Gunnersville in the fall and this time of year, don't you?
I do. You know, I never really got into hunting. I don't have anything against it. It's just something that I didn't really enjoy myself, and I preferred fishing. So when everybody was in the tree stands, I was out on the water, and I spent a lot of time up on Gunnersville this time of year, just looking around and trying to figure out that lake and what they do. So I find that the fall time of the year is actually the best time of the year for me, and when I fish and compete in events, I do the best in the fall. So I'm really looking forward to this last swing.
Yeah, I guess you are. So how will you go about, what's the first thing that you, when you get to Gunnersville to practice, what's the first thing that you're going to do?
You know, it's funny, you never, the odds are on a home lake that you don't want to fish history because it can really hurt you, but I went out there in pre-practice and actually was trying to run new water and put out of my head what I know up there, and I just couldn't get anything done. And then I go to some of the history spots I have, and I start catching 4, 5, and 6 pounders, and I'm like, well, I guess that's what 15 or so odd years of experience does for you out there. You know, I mean, this time of year, we got cooling temperatures, especially right now. It seems a little bit cooler than what it normally is. The grass isn't topped out in Gunnersville like it has been in previous years. However, the fish migrate back into the shallows this time of the year and start chasing bait. So I really think this event is going to be more of a shallow water event than anything deep offshore. I would be surprised to see anybody offshore in this event.
Well, and I know that doesn't bother you one bit.
Yeah, not at all. You know, I mean, when I grew up fishing, my boat didn't leave about 5 foot of water. So it definitely sets up in my wheelhouse.
Absolutely. Well, hey, we're cheering for you. We'll be watching next week. All right, Bill, good luck.
Yeah, thank you so much. Y'all watch.
Bill Weidler, Gunnersville, Alabama, searching for that second Bassmaster Elite Trophy. Hey, this corner of the Cap House is brought to you by Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. I want you to make sure and stick around because Dr. Jason Gagne is going to join me from Purina and Calming Care in the next segment of the show. This product has caught fire with dog owners. I'm going to get him to explain it to us a little bit more in the next few minutes. Right now, though, we're going to celebrate National Hunting and Fishing Day. And, hey, no one better to talk to than the coordinator of National Hunting and Fishing Day. Welcome, Misty Mitchell. I'm tickled to have you.
Well, thank you very much for having me today. I'm excited to be here.
I know you are, and this is kind of like Christmas Day for you because this is something you plan for and work for all year long. In a nutshell, what is National Hunting and Fishing Day?
Well, National Hunting and Fishing Day is a day that we can bring together sportsmen and women, and we celebrate the rich tradition of hunting, target shooting, and fishing with national, state, regional, and local organizations hosting events all over the nation. It's about getting outdoors, getting our families outdoors, and really celebrating hunters and anglers and what they do for conservation.
And for folks like you and me, absolutely that means putting the kids in the boat and heading out or maybe do a little scouting for deer season and get a little more in-depth with it. But it doesn't have to be that in-depth. It can be something as simple as a nature walk for families that typically don't get out, right?
You are correct, and that's easy to do. Go into your local parks. There's so many city parks that we can get out and enjoy. Just take those kids out. Introduce them to the natural world. They will love the natural world if you will introduce them and open the world up for them.
It's a big deal, Misty. My little five-year-old granddaughter, when I pick her up from kindergarten, I ask her, what did you learn today? Tell me one thing you learned today. And she just, you know, blows it off. Everything was great, Papa. You know, nothing sticks out. She can't remember exactly what happened a few hours ago. But if I ask her about our scouting trips to fill the feeders out at the deer lease, and what she saw and found there, she'll talk for 10 minutes. It's a big deal with kids.
You are correct. Your kids are not going to remember the movie you took them to or the video game they were playing yesterday. But if you can take them outdoors, take them fishing. Fishing is such a great family activity with little to no cost. We can get out, catch a fish, just go on a small hike. And as you're hiking, look at the trees, look at the animals, look at the animal prints on the ground. Just so much that we can do outdoors. And right now, there is no time better to be outdoors, out in the beautiful areas out there and really enjoying that.
Absolutely. National Hunting and Fishing Day has a very cool history. You would think that some very astute and smart guys in Congress maybe came up with this years ago, but not so. This was born in a sporting goods store. A gun seller in, I believe, Virginia came up with this, right?
Yeah, so Ira, he was a sporting goods owner, and he really wanted to celebrate all of the people that were coming and buying equipment from him and showing what they were doing for conservation, because most people really don't understand. You know, they think, oh, you're a hunter, you're a fisherman. What do you do for conservation? And he wanted to really show them what hunters and anglers were doing every single time they were buying equipment. Every time you buy a rifle or shotgun shells or a bow or a fishing rod, you are giving back to conservation. That money goes directly to promote conservation, to restore wildlife and wildlife lands. And most people didn't know that. And from there, it then went to Congress. And Congress then proclamated, we've had every president since Richard Nixon being the first president to proclamate National Hunting and Fishing Day. And every fourth Saturday of September, we are celebrating hunters and anglers and everything that they're doing.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about the importance of hunters and anglers coming up a little bit later on in the show. So if I can talk you into it, hang on with me for just a short time, and we'll be right back to you, okay?
Thank you. Sounds great.
Misty Mitchell, what a cool job. National Hunting and Fishing Day coordinator, and she is also the Director of Conservation Programs at the Wonders of Wildlife Museum and Aquarium in Springfield, Missouri. That is your office. I could do that. I could do that. We're going to talk more to Misty coming up in just a few minutes. Also, coming up next, he's standing by right now. We're headed for One Checkerboard Square, St. Louis, Missouri, to visit with Dr. Jason Gagne with Purina about calming care.
Hey, everybody's old mountain man. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure enough thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Hunting seasons are here, and that makes us happy at Kinder Outdoors. We've put together a prize package that you don't want to miss out on. We've teamed up with Dillon Manufacturing to give away a 6x6 bow rifle combo hunting blind sitting on a 5-foot tower. Then it's off to Cinnamon Creek Ranch with a $2,000 shopping spree. Register now at KinderOutdoors.com. Deck the blind with bows and arrows this fall with Dillon Hunting Blinds, Cinnamon Creek Ranch, and Kinder Outdoors. Ooh. Register now at KinderOutdoors.com. Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Tachi Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on, theharvestmovie.com. Hey, get geared up for dove season at Marksman Firearms and Outfitters. From shotguns and rifles to ammo and accessories, they've got it all. Visit Marksman Firearms in Granbury, Killeen, Mansfield, or Wichita Falls. Military and first responders get a 10% discount. And they offer a 90-day layaway, same as cash. For info, go to MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled, but we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids, and in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's Scott at gootf.com.
From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com. Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Caseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Caseria.
The Duck Lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Caseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
If you boys are taking that old flat bottom out, don't forget these coffee cans. Just like life, you'll need to bail a little water now and then. This is Life in the Camp House at Kender Outdoors, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Come to Dallas February 11th through the 14th for DSC's Convention and Sporting Expo, Reflections. You've never had this much fun raising money for conservation. BigGame.org.
Welcome back, and thank you so very much for spending a little time with us here at Kender Outdoors. We thank you for that. Hey, and make sure you drop by the website, too, Kender, K-I-N-D-E-R, KenderOutdoors.com. That's where you can register to win that $6,000 hunting package, blind, and archery package. Hey, let's take a little trip to One Checkerboard Square, St. Louis, Missouri. You guys have heard me talking for nearly 2 years now about calming care and the incredible results people are having with their dogs and calming care. And I want to talk to a guy about this that probably knows more about calming care than anybody on planet Earth. You bird dog guys, hyperactive dog people, listen up to what this guy has to say. Welcome to the show, Dr. Gagne. It is Dr. Jason Gagne with Calming Care and Purina. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Billy. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for carving out a little time for us on the show today. We really appreciate that. A lot of folks listening to this radio show have not only sporting dogs, retrievers, and pointers, but also working dogs. A lot of cow dogs, cattle dogs, sheep dogs, and lap dogs, partners, friends at home. And a lot of people have experienced that dog that just bounces off the walls. And that's where calming care comes into play. Talk to us about what kind of dogs can benefit from calming care.
Yeah, so Billy, again, appreciate the opportunity to be here. I'm here at Purina, and we started, I'd say, selling calming care around the beginning of 2019, and it's been quite a success. So there's a ton of dogs out there. Could be field dogs, trial dogs, you know, working dogs. There's about 29% of dogs out there that suffer from at least one anxiety or fear issue. And I think we could recognize that many times by, you know, those dogs that they're just constant pacers. They're jumping, they're spinning, they're circling. You leave the house, and if you have that dog with separation anxiety, it's, you know, a really unfortunate situation. There's a lot of house soiling that goes on. Sometimes when you're even in the next room, may not even have to leave the house for that. But certainly, you know, we've all heard of that dog, or we've unfortunately may have had that dog, where they just kind of destroy the furniture or destroy the molding, tear the door frames off. These are the types of dogs, you know, along that spectrum that have these fear and anxiety issues that can benefit from calming care. It's really a shame. It's something that needs to be addressed, because while this starts out as an anxiety or fear, it could build up to a chronic stressful situation where the dogs, the chronic stress could really decrease, first of all, the ability to reproduce if you're breeding your dog. It could also dampen the immune system, make you more susceptible to disease later in life or even at that time. And potentially, I would dare say that at that point, then shorten your lifespan.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's really a sad situation. And these are the dogs, you know, that may unfortunately be relinquished to shelters. So behavior is really an issue that really is the top reason why dogs are relinquished to shelters. And we all know that unfortunately may not lead down a good path to that dog. So we need to be a little bit more vigilant about anxiety and addressing those issues up front.
You bet. Absolutely. Calming care is revolutionary. Never has, to my knowledge, doctor, been anything presented to the public like this before. It has the trusted name of Purina behind it, which means a lot to me. I have actually been to One Checkerboard Square, St. Louis, Missouri, and I have toured your facilities. They're just world-class. And when you guys produce a product, it's top-notch. You don't let it go unless it works. Tell us a little bit about how calming care works. It's not a drug, is it? And I want to stress that to people. We're not drugging your dog.
No, absolutely. And thanks for bringing that up. You know, the traditional means of addressing anxiety in dogs have been through drugs, which, as you know, I mean, many people don't like the perception of drugging their pet. That drugs have side effects, and, you know, drugs can be rather expensive. So, you know, that's given rise to this idea of supplements in this category, and calming care is one of them. And Purina is a company that I'm very proud to work for, that they do put the time, the effort, the resources into that research and show efficacy with a product, which this is a probiotic supplement, so it's a natural form of therapy. And we have the ability, fortunately, you know, to work with our parent company, Nestle, which works with over 3,000 strains of bacteria that act as probiotics. This happens to be one of them, Bifidobacterium longum, BL999. And we did do a study with 24 Labrador retrievers that were demonstrating anxious behavior. And by the end of that study, we showed that 90% of dogs showed an improvement in their anxious behaviors, such as, you know, the excessive barking, jumping, pacing, and spinning. And the beautiful thing about this study is, while we were able to show benefits reducing those behaviors, we paired physiologic factors with it too. So cardiac activity, we were able to decrease that heart rate, and we also lowered their cortisol as well, or blunted that response, and cortisol being your stress hormone. We say it takes up to 6 weeks to see the effects. However, what we hear from a lot of people is they're seeing effects in their dogs as early as 1 week or 2 weeks. Truly has been revolutionary and beneficial to dogs out there. And like I said, you know, you got 29% of dogs out there that suffer from anxiety. We want to be a part of helping that. Truly is, you know, about that human-animal bond and helping decrease relinquishments to shelters as well.
Absolutely. Now, a lot of guys that are listening to this show today, you know, we're getting into the bird seasons, and bird hunters travel, Doctor. I travel from Texas to Montana to Minnesota to South Dakota, typically
yep.
hauling a load of bird dogs with me. It's a long ride in a dog trailer. It can be stressful. This is a great product leading up to that. Also, field trial guys are familiar with the dog when you're sitting in the blind before your brace. That nervous, over-anxious dog just scratches you to pieces, jumping, ready to go. Calming care could probably help a lot in these situations, but the concern is it going to take any of the hunt out of my dogs, the desire to hunt?
Absolutely not, because, again, as you mentioned earlier, that we're not talking about a drug. There is no side effect to this. It's a natural therapy. It doesn't. The mechanism of action of this probiotic is not to sedate or tranquilize, you know, your dog. It's basically, what's fascinating about it is it is of live bacteria, like any probiotic is, and it works by going into your gut, working with the other bacteria that are already in there, and there's this communication between the gut and the brain, and the brain back to the gut. So it's kind of this bidirectional communication, or like some people refer to it as a gut-brain axis. And so when you kind of say, you know what, I got a gut feeling, you may very well be right. You may have this gut feeling.
Hey, you just made that make sense for the first time in my life.
it is a reality, Billy. So, yeah, it's basically working along neurotransmission and does not work to sedate or tranquilize that dog.
Fascinating stuff. And I tell you what, if you want to get started, if you're listening, you have a dog that this is perfect for, come see me at KenderOutdoors.com. We've got everything you need to know there, all the links and information to get you started. And we can even save you a little money on your first order. Hey, fascinating stuff. Dr. Jason Gagne with Nestle Purina and Calming Care there in St. Louis. Thanks so much again for your time. I really appreciate it. And I'll be back to bug you again.
Well, thank you so much, Billy. Appreciate the opportunity.
I'm Delmer Smith. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors. And that's the fact.
This is Randy Jackson with Teske's Outdoors on Interstate 20, just west of Weatherford. Don't let that next hunt slip up on you without paying us a visit at Teske's. Are you looking for that next rifle, pistol, or new shotgun? You'll find the most dependable names at Teske's like Browning, Beretta, Benelli, Stoger, Winchester, Bagara, and Christensen. Pistols by Sig, Kimber, Cove, Taurus, and Smith & Wesson. If you're having a hard time finding ammo, then come see us at Teske's. We receive regular shipments even in 9mm. Snake boots sure come in handy in Texas. We have them from Twisted X. If you can't find the Western boots that you're looking for at Teske's, they just don't make it. Take a look at our Sitka clothing and Sims fishing apparel. Teske's Outdoors on the south side of Interstate 20, just a couple of minutes west of Weatherford. From dove to white-tailed deer, at Teske's we're hunters too, and we'd love to visit with you on your way to the ranch.
Buffalo wool, hats, socks, and gloves will keep you warm and comfortable on even the most uncomfortable days. It's called buffalo wool because the very special fibers used in buffalo wool products are harvested from beneath the big shaggy guard hairs on the bison. These special fibers are how the buffalo manages a Wyoming blizzard or a North Dakota ice storm with no trouble at all. Ron Miskin owns the Buffalo Wool Company and loves the customer feedback.
Well, I was really surprised when I got pictures back. He went and did a 330-mile snowmobile trek up in Alaska, negative 30s, Jason Muskox. He said second day he quit wearing his choppers, just wearing our gloves and hat.
The buffalo fiber you make your products from, actually warmer than wool.
Oh, yeah, much warmer than wool, a lot more durable. These are meant to be used and used hard. We warranty them for life. You wear them out, we'll replace them.
TheBuffaloWoolCo.com.
The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation salutes hunters for the role they play in providing critical funding for conservation. Funds generated by hunting licenses and fees, excise taxes on hunting gear, and donations to groups like RMEF generate funds that fuel land and wildlife conservation efforts from coast to coast. Celebrate how hunting is conservation at our annual fundraising banquet and auction. Be ensuring the future of elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting heritage.
These are unsettling and even scary times for many people. But for others, there's peace, even as an angry world cries out. The source of that peace is Jesus Christ. I'm John Watson, pastor at Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas. At Cornerstone, we teach the Bible with no man-made religion added in. Join us online Sunday mornings at 10:15 Central at csbiblechurch.org. It's just God's Word, csbiblechurch.org.
National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting.
Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, "The tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon."
In God We Trust. That fishing story you just told? Not so much. Come on, it's camp house time at Kinder Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
The dedication of DSC members is seen when a teen and his mom shoot targets together for the first time, when a poacher takes aim but handcuffs block his shot, and when a senator or congressman vote yes to preserve your Second Amendment. That's the DSC at work. We don't tire, and we don't quit. BigGame.org.
Hey, welcome back to our campfire here at Kinder Outdoors. Really glad you're here. Want to invite you to drop by the website, kinderoutdoors.com. Take a look at the bragging board. Enter our Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows contest. Read a blog. Hang out with us for a while. I want to jump back on that Kinder Outdoors trot line and head back to Springfield, Missouri. That's where Misty Mitchell, the National Hunting and Fishing Day coordinator, is standing by. And she also has another really cool job. Misty is the Director of Conservation Programs at the Wonders of Wildlife Aquarium and Museum in Springfield. My goodness, Misty, what a great place to go to work every day at the Wonders of Wildlife Museum. And folks, if you've never been there, Misty, they've just got to go. Everybody has to see this. It's a national treasure.
Oh, I love Wonders of Wildlife. Wonders of Wildlife is at a museum and aquarium in Springfield, Missouri. We are located right next to the granddaddy of them all, Bass Pro Shops. And it's an amazing place to work. And it's all about celebrating hunters and anglers throughout our entire facility. We have 35,000 live animals, from sharks to grouper, bears, so pretty much everything in between. So you can come out and enjoy. Kids get to come in, they get to touch stingrays, get to see a lot of invertebrates and different things like that. I can tell you it's an amazing place to just walk through and enjoy and watch these families have their whole world opened up to them, seeing things that they may never get to see in the wild, and being able to see them right here at Wonders of Wildlife.
I know in your job day to day, the Wonders of Wildlife in the hallways where you work is amazing enough, but you just mentioned it. That's got to be something very cool that you see over and over again, are the faces on the kids and the adults that come through.
You are correct. To have a child walk into our Africa exhibit, our Africa just really brings Africa right here where you are. You can smell the temperature changes, and you have elephants that are trumpeting. And just to watch a child and a family walk in, and their eyes are just get really big and they're pointed, all the different things, it really opens them up and really exposes them to what there is available in our outdoors. And our hope is that by seeing this here at Wonders of Wildlife, then they're going to be more apt to protect it in the wild when they become voters and citizens. We want to make sure that we are protecting the wildlife in the future and the wildlands that they're available to us.
National Hunting and Fishing Day has been around since President Nixon signed that proclamation back in 1972, and National Hunting and Fishing Day is today. We're celebrating hunters and fishermen and our lifestyle and our heritage, and it's so rich and so good and so misunderstood by a lot of people that they just weren't raised in the outdoors, and they're not familiar with what we do. But once people are exposed to hunting and fishing, 9 times out of 10, Misty, it opens up a whole new lifestyle for folks.
You are correct. Here at Wonders Wildlife, we have a program. It's called the Wolf School. And this is a school. It's just a public school right here at Wonders Wildlife. And these kids have never really been exposed to hunting or angling. And they come to school every day, just like you would go to your fifth grade program, wherever it is. And they learn hunting and fishing. And what's really cool about these families is to watch the growth and development in these kids that have never been introduced to hunting and angling and see what changes in their lives. I've watched families who've come in and said, "Oh, we'll never hunt and we'll never fish." And their kids get exposed. And then next year they're going, "Hey, can you tell us where to go? squirrel hunting or where can we go fishing at? And they're asking all these questions, and their families become so much closer together. That's what's so important about getting outdoors, is it can bring your family so much closer. Technology, even though it's amazing, we've watched technology kind of tear families apart and their distance. And so really getting them outdoors where technology is not there is so important. And I can promise you, you can head out to our website at nhfday.org. You can learn about how to get started hunting, fishing, and shooting. But really, just get the kids outdoors. Just have a great day outdoors.
You bet. Absolutely. I'm a firm believer that hunters, fishers, anglers are the greatest conservationist on the planet, not only financially, that's well documented financially, and I want you to expand on that a little bit, but in our hearts and the way we treat the environment and our knowledge of when we take a white-tailed deer out of the population, how that's actually helping the population. Science-based conservation, hunters and anglers are something to celebrate, aren't they?
They are definitely something to celebrate. Hunters and anglers have such a respect for the wildlife and the land with which they're hunting. It's really not about the harvest that they took. It's about the journey that took them there. It's about the camaraderie of the people that they were hunting with, all the things that they had to do to prepare for that. And they really respect that animal. And they know that by the taking of that animal through license fees and research that was done, that we are helping that population. Because if we don't, you're going to have an overpopulation, and then your ecosystem is going to be off balance, and you're going to have a lot of issues that can happen from disease to deprivation of all of the different wildlands that are there. So it's so important that hunters and anglers are involved in that, and the respect that hunters and anglers have for that wildlife and the wildlands is amazing. Next time you visit a hunter and you see a trophy maybe on their wall, talk to them about that hunting experience, and I promise you, you will see that passion that they talk about. It's really cool to see that.
Yeah, and I don't care if that memory hanging on the wall is 30 years old. They're going to remember every detail of that day and that hunt.
You are right. And sometimes it's just fun to listen to them, and they may have missed it the first time, or they really, you know, all of those things that happened. And it's really never about that trophy on the wall. It's really about all of the things that took them to get there, and that's what's so important about this.
Talk to us very briefly about the dollars that conservationists raise. How important to our economy is hunting and fishing?
Hunting and fishing is so important to our economy, and most people don't realize that. I mean, hunting supports more than 525,000 American jobs. Since 1957, hunters and anglers and recreational shooters have raised $57 billion for wildlife and conservation. One of the things I commonly hear is, well, that's just for animals that you hunt, whether it be white-tailed deer or elk, but that's not true. This money goes back to all animals and to all conservation and to all wildlands. So whether it be the bald eagle or any other species that you think of, this money is helping all of our wildlife.
It's very important. It's an important day. Take a little time away from that football game on television. Grab the kids and get outside a little while. Hit a neighborhood pond or go for a nature hike. Misty, one last question for you. You have a passion, it's obvious in your voice, for the outdoors and for conservation and for your jobs, plural. How did this all start with you? Who took you outside?
So I was taken out by my dad. My dad would take me out. He wasn't a huge hunter, but he would get me outdoors just to be outdoors. But then when I got married, started dating my husband, he is an avid hunter and angler, and that is where it really started. And we have raised our two boys in the outdoors, and to me there is nothing more important than being outdoors with my family and then just enjoying everything that there is to provide to us.
You've said nothing more important today than that message you just sent to moms. Misty, happy National Hunting and Fishing Day to you. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm excited. I'm going to go get outdoors.
As everybody should on this National Hunting and Fishing Day. Thank you so much, Misty Mitchell. Come see me at kinderoutdoors.com. We've got a quick and easy link there for you to visit the National Hunting and Fishing Day website. And if you're brand new to the outdoors, there is some good instruction and education for you there that kind of simplifies hunting, fishing, the shooting sports. It all starts at kinderoutdoors.com. Well, hey, I'm going to take a little break, stretch my legs a few minutes, but still to come, Larry Wysoon, Mr. Whitetail, is talking deer decoys. Tom Dockin's going to help us build a better bird dog. And professional bass angler Randall Tharp is talking big bass and hurricanes.
Coffee's always on, and the conservation is always good. Make sure you bring a youngin' or two. Together, let's teach them what heritage and tradition looks like. This is the Big Billy Kender Outdoors Camp House, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Attend the DSC Hunters Expo Reflection in Dallas, February 11th through the 14th, and you will make an important and worldwide impact on poaching. You'll strengthen our Second Amendment, and you will teach a youngster how hunting is conservation. DSC is at biggame.org.
This is Kender Outdoors. I'm Billy Kender. Thanks so much for joining us in the camp house today. We greatly appreciate it. This corner of the camp house is brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. It's what I've fed my hardworking bird dogs and my lovable lap dogs for the past 25 years. I recognized early on that I could do no better than Purina Pro Plan for my hardworking bird dogs and for the overall health of our pets. Pick up the Pro Plan for your champ at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Texas, Missouri, and Kansas. We're so ready to put 2020 behind us and look forward. It's been a rough year for lots of folks. And this fall is kind of a rejuvenation. The hunting season's opening up. The north wind bringing cooler temperatures. The holidays. Time with family, loved ones, maybe more cherished now than ever before for lots of folks. We want to celebrate the fall harvest time with an awesome giveaway. It's called Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows. We're giving away a Dillon Manufacturing 6x6 octagon bow and rifle combo hunting blind. It sits on a 5-foot tower with a ladder and a porch. And then we're going to deck the blind with bows and arrows as we head off to Cinnamon Creek Ranch Archery, Wild Game Processing, and Event Center for a $2,000 shopping spree. Somebody's going to win it all. It's valued at over $6,000, and you can register right now at kinderoutdoors.com, K-I-N-D-E-R, kinderoutdoors.com. Go register, tell your friends and family members about it, too. And if you'd like to see what it looks like, take a look at that blind. KinderOutdoors.com. We've got a photo for you there. And if you want to see it in person, drop by Cinnamon Creek Ranch. It's all set up. Cool stuff to look at. KinderOutdoors.com. Drop by the bragging board. Take a look at the photo of this great horned owl. Really cool photograph that Dennis Demchek captured. And be sure to take a look at these amazing trail cam photos from over the summer. They come from Montana. The staff at Boone and Crockett Club's Theodore Roosevelt Memorial Ranch, the Boone and Crockett Club University Program at the University of Montana, they've got trail cams out all over the front range of the Rocky Mountains in Montana. And it's kind of a best of from the summer. Some pretty awesome wildlife photos. KinderOutdoors.com. I truly believe it's never been more important. I got an email from Jim Rainey this week, and he tends to agree. He says, "Hey, Billy, when I think of November, all that's on my mind is the whitetail rut. And I think that's one reason why such a low percentage of hunters vote. But I truly feel that there's an attempt to tear our country apart. And if we as hunters want to keep our way of life, we need to act. We have to get out and vote." He says, "I live in Texas, but I'll be in Kansas during the November election. Early voting starts in Texas on October 13th, and I'll be there to cast my vote. Can you please pass this along to other hunters that if you can't be at the polls November 3rd, vote early? This election cannot be close, and we as hunters have the responsibility to do our part and keep this nation strong and together and our rights protected. Thank you, Jim Rainey." Hey, Jim, well said. There's the reminder to everyone else. He's right. We've got to make sure we're registered and vote. I can help you with that. KinderOutdoors.com. Just click on Gun Vote or Hunt the Vote. Both great resources, no matter where you live. And just so you know, before you go vote, I want you to have this information. I know that you've probably already heard this, but here it is again. It was a September 2019 town hall meeting hosted by New Hampshire ABC affiliate WMUR. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden made it clear that he does not believe the Second Amendment protects an individual right to keep and bear arms, and that the U.S. Supreme Court decision in District of Columbia versus Heller was incorrect. Biden said, quote, "If I were on the court, I wouldn't have made the same ruling." A vote for Joe Biden is a vote to end your gun rights. KinderOutdoors.com. Click on Gun Vote. Click on Hunt the Vote. The vast majority of the champions year after year after year after year at the Westminster Dog Show and at field trials across North America are Purina Pro Plan dogs. That's a fact. Pick up the Pro Plan formula that's perfect for your dog at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Last Sunday afternoon, about 2:15 it was, a family was out for a hike enjoying the great outdoors, the Bonanza Flat area in Utah. They had their dogs on a leash when they were surprised to walk right up on a resting moose. The moose was a little shocked, too. All he wanted to do was run away, but away led directly over the mom in the group. He lowered his head and blew past her. She fell and hit her head. The medical team had to be called in. When you're out and about this fall, here are some things to watch for. Physical warning signs that a moose may be aggressive. If they lower their head, or if the hair is standing up on their neck, if they're licking their snout, or if they pin their ears back, you might want to climb a tree.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Babe Winkleman. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
At DSC, the mission has been so solid and successful in the areas of hunter advocacy, education, and conservation that our membership has grown to include people from around the globe. Like-minded conservationists that know the importance of teaching young people how to fish, hunt, camp, and conserve. If you share the desire to pass along these great rights to your children and their children as well, consider a DSC membership. Dallas Safari Club is truly an international organization with our roots and annual convention and expo in Dallas, Texas. But there are DSC chapters all across America. We believe that the North American model of science-based conservation put in place by men like Teddy Roosevelt and duplicated in countries worldwide works. We carefully vet and support groups that purely work towards science-based conservation. We spend a great deal of time and money on our future generations sharing our rich hunting history and heritage. DSC also stands toe-to-toe every day against the forces that would abolish your gun rights and your right to hunt and fish. Stand with us. Visit biggame.org.
You might hunt the South Pasture, or maybe the Double Tanks. You've watched that big 10-point for 4 years now. Maybe he'll show up. Or maybe it's a doe you'll hang in the cooler tonight. We're almost out of sausage links and taco meat. Maybe a pig will come by today. Among all the maybes, there is an absolute. Take your wild game to Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. The Masacchio family and their decades of family recipes will have your guests at a whitetail dinner complimenting you on the beef.
Because the way we season them, and then we cry vac them, vacuum seal them, and then let them sit, and then we put them in the freezer. So the spices get to work on the meat for a little bit. If you'll cook them just like a regular filet, you know, like medium rare or rare, it's perfect. I mean, you can't tell the difference.
Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. CinnamonCreekRanch.com. If you fry your turkeys during the holiday season and you're tired of the hassle of pots, open flames under hot oil, and sticky, oily messes, then it's time to take a good look at the Cajun Fryer by R&V Works. The original, the last fryer that you'll ever need to purchase. Cajun Fryer puts pro-level frying gear in your backyard or hunt and fish camp. These are high-performance, low-maintenance deep fryers that feature the heat source in the oil. Your oil heats from the inside out. If your family loves a fish fry, Cajun Fryer is a must. Because the heat source is suspended in the oil, small crumbs and pieces that burn fall to the bottom. So your oil stays much cleaner, many times lasting the entire year. Often imitated, never duplicated. Don't be fooled. Take a look at the original Cajun Fryer at CajunFryer.com. Fresh, crisp, delicious every time. CajunFryer.com. After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife, quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups, and we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, right. These people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit joshuacreek.com.
That view from the porch is pretty awesome this time of year. Let's sit and visit a while at Kender Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
Is it important to you to have your voice heard on important conservation matters? Do you look at the anti-hunting, anti-gun ownership people on the news and get frustrated? Why don't you consider joining forces with one of the most powerful, true conservation and pro-shooting sports-minded groups anywhere? DSC welcomes you at Big Game.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder. Welcome to our camp house here at Kinder Outdoors. Thanks for dropping by. Hope you'll be a regular here. Phone number is 1-877-820-BBKO, 1-877-820-2256. And the website, kinderoutdoors.com. And by the way, if you will like Kinder Outdoors on Facebook, like and follow us on Facebook, you're going to get bonus entry opportunities to win that Dillon Manufacturing 6x6 hunting blind and a $2,000 shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Ranch Archery that goes along with it. Like and follow Kinder Outdoors on Facebook. Let's step into the Kinder Outdoors gun room now with Jim Terrell and talk a little bit about something that a lot of brand new gun owners or folks that are considering buying their first gun should really understand. The difference between single-action and double-action pistols. Jim, that sounds very elementary to guys that have been around this stuff for a while, but a foreign language to the new gun shopper, the new pistol shopper. Can you explain it?
That's one of the more common questions that we get here, especially in beginning shooters or somebody looking for a handgun, is what's this double-action, single-action thing, or this DASA or DAO or DAK? What does all that mean? And basically it boils down to handguns, revolvers, and semi-automatics come down to either a double-action or a single-action type of firing mechanism, and it's pretty simple. It basically refers to how many things happen when you pull the trigger. A single action implies that there's one thing that happens. So basically, in a single action gun, the pressing or pulling of the trigger releases the hammer or the firing pin and makes the gun fire. That's all it does. In a double action style gun, be it a revolver or a semi-automatic, the trigger has the capability of pulling the hammer back and releasing it. So it actually does two things. Now, a good way to remember in what type of gun may be more preferable to you is a double action handgun is going to have a longer, heavier trigger pull. It's going to inherently be more accurate. However, there is a safety feature to that, especially for concealed or holstered carry, in having a heavier trigger pull. If you have to pull on the trigger harder to make the gun fire, it's going to be less accurate. There's going to be more movement. So it's one of those things that you have to look at and find out what's best for you. Each individual person is going to be different, and some people may struggle with a double action trigger because of the weight to pull it. So a single might be better for them. Somebody else, you know, may prefer the heavier trigger pull.
Yeah. Is one more safe than the other?
It depends on who you ask. But, yes, a double-action trigger does take more pressure in order to actuate it and make it fire. There have been some instances in some law enforcement agencies, especially where people have accidentally shot themselves in the leg or in the hip because they get their finger on the trigger too quick, and it's light enough to engage before they can clear the muzzle, clear their body of the muzzle. So there have been some law enforcement agencies that have gone to double action only type guns and heavier trigger pulls for that very reason.
What is Jim Terrell's preference and why?
Well, I like a single action. I train all the time. I'm a big believer in muscle memory and training with a gun. Firearms are tools like anything else. If I was a carpenter, I would practice using my hammer and my circular saw and things like that. So I prefer a single action trigger because it's more accurate, and I'm comfortable shooting that type of gun. But I'm also very cautious about the way I carry a handgun, the type of holster and the things that I do and the mannerisms that I deploy the pistol and clear the muzzle of my body before even actuating the trigger.
Very good. Let's hang a target and do a little shooting during the break.
Let's do it.
Jim Terrell is the owner of Off Duty Armory in Burleson, Texas. Great indoor range, gun store there. Jim, thanks for the expertise as always. Hey, there's a Purina Pro Plan formula built specifically for your dog. Even if they have special conditions like an itchy coat or maybe they've gotten a few birthdays under their belt and they could benefit from added glucosamine for joint health. There's a Pro Plan for that. Puppies, teenagers, seniors. Purina Pro Plan, the best fuel for your dog. And it's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Let's go bass fishing, and let's go with a 30-time Bassmaster Classic qualifier, one of the founding fathers of Major League Fishing, and one of our pros here at Kinder Outdoors. Gary, good to see you. It's Gary Klein. And I want to put a little fantasy bucket list trip together today, Gary, a place I've never been, but I want to go, and a lot of guys would like to go fish for those legendary smallmouth in Sturgeon Bay. Help us out. Tell us about sturgeon.
Well, I tell you, you know, sturgeon is a phenomenal smallmouth fishery. And, of course, you know, Sturgeon Bay is just such a small area in the whole chain of the Great Lakes. All of the Great Lakes are phenomenal smallmouth fishery. If you're not accustomed to big water, then there's so many places across this country, up in the north, the northeast, from Minnesota all the way across to the east. Absolutely, those fish die, and they never see an artificial lure. It's actually that good. Phenomenal fishing. But Sturgeon Bay is the type of lake that it's big water, so again, you have to pay attention to the wind and stuff. Smallmouth, you know, when they move in to spawn, a lot of those smallmouth spawn deep, so you can't see them. Yet you're catching those smallmouth that you don't really understand that they're actually out there on beds. Catch a lot of fish on the northeast, you know, drop shot, obviously, the little worms, a lot of them dragon tubes, or, you know, work real good because they're imitating the gobies that are all throughout the Great Lakes. Smallmouth have such a different personality than a largemouth. Smallmouth love to be challenged. So a lot of the techniques I use on smallmouth, they do work on largemouth, but one of the techniques I really like to fish is speed retrieve. In other words, I reel a bait back so fast you challenge a smallmouth to bite it. And, you know, a spinner bait and a crank bait is absolutely phenomenal. Of course, smallmouth with a topwater bait is life's good. It seems like in that clear water, they have so much speed when they get to that bait, they just run right through the bait. So that's an awful lot of fun. Of course, you know, your spinning rods work real good. But, yeah, Sturgeon Bay is a phenomenal place to go. You know, you've got the river right there that runs into Sturgeon Bay, which also has a population of fish. You're connected to so much outside water. It's unreal. Normally after June, you know, say after the third week in June, the spawn may still be going on a little bit, but you start catching a lot of fish on the outside ridges and reefs. Real easy to study a map, or again, like we said earlier, you know, your mapping system on your Lowrance Electronic shows you all those outside places. Wind drift and current is important because it's a natural presentation that'll get those smallmouth to bite. Catch a lot of those smallmouth deep. you know, 20, 25, 30, 40 foot, 45, 50 foot deep. So you can't really fish a aggressive technique that deep unless you're jigging a spoon, which is also good up there. But mostly we drag, you know, football head jig, drop shots, tubes work very, very well.
Yeah. What about fall? Moving on into the fall, jerk baits?
Jerk baits are phenomenal up there almost any time of the year. See what happens if you really stop and think about their season in the north. Their window is real short. Anytime you get into January, February, March, April, these fish down here spawn for months. When you go up north, because everything is frozen, it thaws out, and then you get into the fall pretty quick. So you've got most of the spawning up there taking place in May and June. It's pretty much done. And then October, the winter starts basically setting in. Normally in the fall, when the water, when the nights start getting cold again, these fish move shallow. And they start going on a massive feed. So you can catch them on jerk baits, spinner baits, crank baits. I mean, literally catch 100-plus fish a day. I mean, it's absolutely phenomenal. And not only that, too, but talking about the size of smallmouth up there, it's not uncommon to go up there and catch, you know, in the course of a day, you'll have 10, 15 over 5.
Wow.
My biggest stringer came out of Lake Erie. I had 5 that weighed 36, 12. And, I mean, that's a good stringer, smallmouth, but I never had a 7-pounder.
This is Eddie Salter. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kendra Outdoors.
Hunting seasons are here, and that makes us happy at Kinder Outdoors. We've put together a prize package that you don't want to miss out on. We've teamed up with Dillon Manufacturing to give away a 6x6 bow rifle combo hunting blind sitting on a 5-foot tower. Then it's off to Cinnamon Creek Ranch with a $2,000 shopping spree. Register now at kinderoutdoors.com. Deck the blind with bows and arrows this fall with Dillon Hunting Blinds. Cinnamon Creek Ranch, and Kinder Outdoors.
Oh.
Register now at kinderoutdoors.com. Hey, get geared up for dove season at Marksman Firearms and Outfitters. From shotguns and rifles to ammo and accessories, they've got it all. Visit Marksman Firearms in Granbury, Killeen, Mansfield, or Wichita Falls. Military and first responders get a 10% discount, and they offer a 90-day layaway, same as cash. For info, go to MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman.
Now, more than maybe ever, we could all use a little getaway. And the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas is the perfect spot. We are open for business and with well-thought-out precautions to help keep our guests safe. Bring the RV and enjoy our full-service hookups complete with cable TV, ramped-up Wi-Fi, and space to spread around while enjoying a great view of Grapevine Lake. We can comfortably accommodate any size RV or motorhome with plenty of pull-through sites. The Vineyards also features spacious lakefront cabins, fully equipped with all that you and your family will need to enjoy comfort camping. Our campground store is well-stocked with everything from groceries and ice to firewood and fishing supplies. Don't forget to bring the boat! The Vineyards Campground and Cabins features a private boat ramp with plenty of parking, a private beach, kayak, bicycle and paddleboard rentals, and even a full-service laundry on-site. Come to the Vineyards! We're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth, but you'll feel millions of miles away. VineyardsCampground.com.
Way out in West Texas on Highway 287, about 40 miles east of Amarillo, is one of the coolest roadside stops that you'll find. Right there on the south side of the highway sits the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Buffalo Gold features wonderful Western art, one-of-a-kind jewelry, and all things Buffalo. Belts, boots, and bison leather products of all kinds. Our buffalo wool socks, gloves, hats, beanies, and more will keep you warm like never before during the coldest winters. And that road trip will feel better, too, with a soft and cozy buffalo down knit throw or lap robe. Unique and beautiful Damascus steel kitchen knives. Vintage Navajo sterling and turquoise jewelry. A huge selection of bison moccasins. Shoes and boots for hunting, working, or just looking great. Stop in and see us at the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Yes, we do have our own herd. 40 miles east of Amarillo near Goodnight, Texas. BuffaloGold.net.
You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
Somewhere over this horizon sit a million little dictators, eager to purge humanity of its hunting instincts. Contrived emotions flood from their air-conditioned, glass-paneled, Wi-Fi-enabled habitats, over the mountains and out into the wild, from which they hate to admit they emerged. Their foolish quest to force nature to fit their feelings threatens the survival of every living thing on our planet. If their fevered tantrums are ever imposed, the Earth will be ruled by the deadliest combination in the natural world: human ignorance and human arrogance. Travel another path. The truest path. Nature's path. Trust the hunter in your blood.
There are plenty of fish in the creek behind the camp house. Feel free to take a ride down from the wall and catch a few. Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
DSC has provided many thousands of kids with the first steps of a lifetime to enjoyment in the shooting sports, hunting, and fishing. Your ticket to DSC's Hunter Expo in February will help to ensure that future generations will too. BigGame.org.
Hey, welcome back to Kinder Outdoors. I'm Billy Kinder, and this is National Hunting and Fishing Day. May 2nd, 1972, President Nixon signed the first ever proclamation of National Hunting and Fishing Day. He wrote, "I urge all citizens to join with outdoor sportsmen in the wise use of our natural resources and in ensuring their proper management for the benefit of future generations." We've had our struggles and our problems in America, but one thing that we have gotten right, absolutely right, is conservation. That's a story that's more than 100 years old, dating back to Teddy Roosevelt. And now, in its 49th year, National Hunting and Fishing Day is the largest, most effective grassroots movement ever undertaken to promote outdoor sports and conservation. The fourth Saturday of September every year, federally recognized holiday, brings together sportsmen and women from all across America to celebrate our rich heritage of hunting, sports shooting, and fishing. Learn more at kinderoutdoors.com and click on that NHF Day link. Hey, with deer season coming up right around the corner, already opening up in some areas for bow hunters and early hunters, I wonder how many of you guys employ deer decoys in your hunt. Do you use them? Have you used them? Is it legal in your state? Is that a tool that you'd like to learn more about? Well, we're going to talk to Larry Wysoon, Mr. Whitetail, about that coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, though, let's take a little trip to Northfield, Minnesota, and spend a few minutes building a better bird dog with Kinder Outdoors pro Tom Dockin. Tom?
Well, this week's training tip is going to be talking about taking your young hunting dog and taking him out on his first hunting experiences. Should you take him out alone by himself, or should you take him out with more experienced dog? And this topic's been brought up many, many times, and everybody has their own theory on it. I'm going to put my own twist on it so everybody kind of gets an idea what I'm thinking about when I've got a young dog. Things that I want to have accomplished before a puppy goes out on its first hunting trip is I want to make sure that in a training environment that this puppy has been introduced properly to birds, dead birds and live birds, and has been introduced to the gun properly as well. And having these things done ahead of time ensures that your puppy has a lot of confidence in those areas before you actually go out on your first hunt. Now, my goal when I have a puppy out on his first hunt is to make sure that they are extremely successful. Now, if it's upland hunting or waterfowl hunting, in an upland hunting situation, I would prefer to take the puppy out by itself, just one-on-one, me and myself, maybe me and the puppy, and then maybe one other person with me to shoot. And I like to take a puppy out on an upland hunt where I'm going to go to a game farm where I can actually place my own birds. And I like to take and put a little bit of surveyor tape, orange surveyor tape, right on a weed or a bush or something right where I planted the bird. And the whole idea there is I know where the bird's at. My job is going to be able to get that puppy close to that bird, let him smell it, flush it, and shoot it. Or, in the case of a pointing dog, point it so I can shoot it. And this is very, very controlled. And the whole idea is when I go from one bird to the next, we are going with a purpose that we're going to have this puppy successful. And my first hunt with a puppy might only last for, you know, 15, 20 minutes, where we're going to get two or three birds. We're going to take a break. Then we might go out and we might plant two or three more birds. And the whole idea is this is a lot like taking a child fishing. You want them to have a lot of action very fast. You don't want to have them, you know, out in the boat fishing for 10, 15 hours because they're going to get bored and they're going to want to move on to something else. So really short, really fast with a lot of success. Now, if I'm duck hunting with a young dog, I might take him out and I'm going to scout an area out, find the best possible spot, sit him down, and the first half hour of light is normally the best. Put some decoys out. I'm going to have somebody with me to shoot. I'm going to hold the puppy, and we're maybe going to shoot one or two ducks right away. We're going to pick up and leave. And people say, well, why shouldn't you hunt him longer? Well, it gets boring. It's a lot of sitting around, and I want that puppy to have success fast and leave. One other thing I'll do is if ducks don't come in, I'll have a training dummy with me, do a couple of retrieves, and we're done. Each successive hunt is going to be longer. Now, going into that environment, if you have an older dog with you on any of the hunts that you take your puppy on, a lot of cases that older dog is going to make all the retrieves because the puppy has a lack of experience, and that puppy is going to get, you know, kind of a sour taste. If I'm out here, I'm not going to get a chance to make any retrieve. So I like to have that young dog, any success that happens are birds that are shot that are his. So keep that in mind when you're taking out a new young dog. Make it successful. Keep it fun, and as that puppy progresses and gets more experience, you can add an older dog. That's a Doc and Dog Training Tip of the Week. If you'd like to find Doc and Dog Supply training products, you can find a dealer near you or go to docandus.com.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Tom Dockin in Northfield, Minnesota. From there, let's very quickly swing it down to the Texas Hill Country and my buddy Larry Wysoon. Larry, tell me about hunting over deer decoys. Have you used them much or ever?
The very first time I played with a decoy, I put one out because I thought we had a poacher coming in on our property. And so we.
So you were playing game warden.
I was playing game warden, but I was wanting this guy to see whether he'd take a shot at it. I put out this decoy, built it up out of styrofoam, I mean, with the antlers, the whole nine yards, painted it, looked absolutely fantastic. Left, came back about 4 hours later, and this decoy was totally destroyed. And my first thought was, oh, my gosh, the guy got over here and shot it with a shotgun. Then I started looking at the tracks around. Of course, this was during about the time that the rut started.
Oh, boy.
And I realized another buck had come in, seen this decoy deer, and literally had torn it up. So that's about the time that we started looking at the possibility, well, maybe, if, you know, in safe situations, well, let's consider using a deer decoy. And over the years, we've had extremely good success with it, particularly more so in the northern states than I have in Texas. In Texas, a lot of times I'll use a doe decoy, if you will, and I'll set it up so that she's looking away from where I am, and when I'm rattling, so when a buck comes in, he sees that deer decoy rather than looking at me, and he concentrates on that animal that's supposedly there, and that gives me the opportunity maybe to get a little bit better look at him to where I can estimate what his age and if I'm interested in score and all that kind of thing. But we've used those deer decoys a lot in that respect, or even as a confidence type decoy to, if you're hunting in a what we used to call oak patches or food plots these days, you set out a decoy, and if brings deer in sometimes is simply because they look out there and they go, well, there's a deer already out there. So they kind of move in a little bit earlier sometimes.
Just feel more comfortable.
Feel more comfortable. So, I mean, there's a lot of different reasons for using it. But the one thing you want to be careful of is, again, when it comes to hunter safety type thing, is cover that thing in orange or something else when you're carrying it out in the field, because you don't want to be looking like a deer walking out there in the field.
Right. Now, you said in Texas, when you're hunting Texas, you'll use that decoy, and that makes a lot of sense the way you use that decoy. What about in the northern states? You decoy a little different?
In the northern states, we've had more luck using buck decoys, to where you set them up on the edge of the field, try to set them up so that that animal, when he comes in, the other buck that comes in kind of sidles into him to give you a shot. But again, it's kind of a confidence thing, kind of. More than anything else, that buck sees it, he comes in, he thinks maybe there's a doe there somewhere, and he may come in to have a better look. But for whatever reason, it seems like in the northern states, meaning pretty much those from Oklahoma on north, you have better luck with buck decoys, whereas farther south here in Texas, we have more luck, seems like, with doe decoys.
There you go, guys. That's why you tune in, to get the greatness of Larry Wysoon on your radio. You know, Larry, I shot a deer and just dropped him in his tracks out there at 200 yards. And my old chest was swelling up. My head might have been swelling a little bit. I was kind of proud of that shot. And then I remembered that my friend Larry Wysoon once shot an antelope with a pistol at 504 yards. I've got more work to do on the range.
I think we all do. You know how you make those shots. You spend a lot of time practicing, a lot of time practicing, a lot of time practicing, and then you take that shot when you feel confident that you can make it.
Hi, I'm Tachi Hayes.
I'm Cuz Strickland.
And when I'm not in the great outdoors,
I'm thinking about it.
In my mossy oak.
With Kinder Outdoors.
Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Tachi Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on. TheHarvestMovie.com. There are some very important factors to check when purchasing a hunting blind. They need to be quiet. They need to have an all-day hunt level of comfort. It's got to be dry inside, even in a downpour. Dillon hunting blinds have earned a strong reputation across North America for their durability, insulation, and marine decking fiberglass floor that will never rot in every blind. Plus smart components like an aluminum RV-type door, real glass in the windows that flip in and up with quiet and simple-to-use friction hinges, drip rails on the windows and above the door to keep the wet out. Hey, anyone can build a box. Dillon builds hunting blinds, conceived, drawn up, constructed, and used by hunters. Lightweight and durable, completely assembled, fiberglass inside and out with foam insulation in between. You can't beat a Dillon. For a dealer near you or to become a dealer, visit DillonManuf.com. That's DillonManuf.com.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line five times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Check rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
If you fry your turkeys during the holiday season and you're tired of the hassle of pots, open flames under hot oil, and sticky, oily messes, then it's time to take a good look at the Cajun Fryer by R&V Works. The original, the last fryer that you'll ever need to purchase. Cajun Fryer puts pro-level frying gear in your backyard or hunt and fish camp. These are high-performance, low-maintenance deep fryers that feature the heat source in the oil. Your oil heats from the inside out. If your family loves a fish fry, Cajun Fryer is a must. Because the heat source is suspended in the oil, small crumbs and pieces that burn fall to the bottom. So your oil stays much cleaner, many times lasting the entire year. Often imitated, never duplicated. Don't be fooled. Take a look at the original Cajun Fryer at CajunFryer.com. Fresh, crisp, delicious every time. CajunFryer.com.
We the people, and our right to bear arms, and our right to free speech, gather here. This is Kender Outdoors, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
There is a part of our American history that is so precious. We stand guard over it day and night. It's the right to enjoy the heritage of hunting, fishing, camping, safari, and the shooting sports. Come stand guard with us at DSC, biggame.org.
Hey, you can reach us here at Kender Outdoors anytime. The phone number, 877-820-2256, 877-820-BBKO. And the website, kinderoutdoors.com, K-I-N-D-E-R, kinderoutdoors.com. Hey, that's where you can register to win that Dillon Manufacturing hunting blind, plus a $2,000 shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Archery. Let's go to Port St. Joe, Florida. That's where my friend and Major League Fishing angler Randall Tharp lives. Randall, you have been through yet another busy hurricane season. I guess we're right in the middle of one now. Look out your kitchen window there and tell me, is there any big wind blowing at the moment?
It's blowing, but I wouldn't consider it too big. It's calm enough you could go fishing today, so that's a good thing.
Okay. That's a good day. That's a good day. I want to talk to you a little bit about hurricanes because, my goodness, it seems like every year you guys have to duck and cover there in Port St. Joe and along the Gulf in Florida, and our friends in Mississippi and Louisiana and Alabama are all familiar with this as well. Hurricane season, do you ever just look at Sarah and say, you know what, we're moving?
You know what? I love where I live. I'm looking right now out into the Gulf of Mexico, and you know, there's a price to pay for living here. I guess it is a hurricane, and you know, it's those 3 or 4 months of the year that's hurricane season. It's a pretty nerve wracking time for all of us that live on the coast, and you know, it does seem like they're getting more frequent to me. Obviously, you know, I've been through a few storms in my lifetime prior to us getting a direct hit with Michael a couple of years ago, but it changed my life and my wife's life, and our community as a whole has been changed forever. And I don't look at them quite the same as I used to, that's for sure.
Yeah, Michael took your house out. For people that don't know, you guys lost your home. When you rebuilt, you came back and you rebuilt, did you do anything differently in the building process that says, okay, now this won't blow down?
You know, we've had a few homes down here on the coast, and we had just built this one that we're in now. And it withstood the storm, I would say, way better than most of my community. It was damaged pretty heavily, as all of them were. But I was thankful that, you know, it wasn't my first go around with building a house down here. So I was thankful for the things that we did. You know, it definitely is not the cheapest way to build a home, especially, you know, right here on the water. But I'm thankful for the things that we did that helped ours weather the storm, so to speak. And you know, but you learn with everyone. And when we built back, we did do a few things different. So
yeah, Our friends in Louisiana recently, they seem to just get the worst of these storms that come in. They were hit pretty hard recently, just a month or so ago. And man, lo and behold, you know, a hurricane finally leaves you alone there in Florida. So what do? You jump in the truck and run to Louisiana. You go to the hurricane, Randall. I don't know how smart that is, but we were really happy to see that you were helping those folks in Louisiana. You could certainly sympathize with them.
Well, first off, I was thankful that Laura didn't hit here. You know, when that thing got in the Gulf, you know, we were all nervous. But, we had a lot of friends help us through Michael, and several of them were from that area. One in particular from that Lake Charles area that was really affected by Laura. So it wasn't a whole lot of thought went into it. Sarah and I, when we saw that it was going to be bad and it was going to hit there, we had made our mind up we were going. And it brought back a lot of memories, most of them not good ones, to see what those people were going through, and we know what's ahead of them right now. And it's a lot of difficult times, but I was thankful we could go over there and help and kind of pay it back for the help that they gave us during Michael. And, if there's one really positive thing, I was most surprised about how my community came together. And literally in about less than 24 hours, I had two gigantic trailer loads full of supplies that went over there and helped some good people. And if anything, I'm really impressed with the people in my community, how quickly that, you know, from the time that storm became a category 4, I decided I was going. Literally the next afternoon I was on my way over there with supplies. So that's how quick that happened. And we had everything from, you know, 7 or 8 generators, portable air conditioner units, hundreds of extension cords, you name it, you know, tons of gasoline, you know, stuff that I learned that I knew they were going to need, and all of that stuff went to good use.
Yeah, it absolutely did. And, man, my heart just, I was so excited. I saw the photos of the trailers and all of the goods and supplies and like you said, generators, big ticket items in those trailers headed from a hurricane community to a hurricane community. And it was great to see. And a lot of people appreciate what you did and became more aware of what was going on and pitched in and helped because of what you did too, Randall.
Yeah. It was, I don't know what to say other than that I was so thankful for my neighbors around here that donated that stuff. There's two big hardware stores that donated a lot of that stuff. Actually, a good friend of mine owns one of them. I borrowed his trailer to take over there. So the community as a whole just came together. And,
They sure did.
And honestly, like our community 2 years after Hurricane Michael is still in not good shape. There's still houses that are destroyed that haven't been touched that, are, you know, but overall, we've all worked really hard. The people that decided to stay and rebuild this place, for them to still be working hard to fix where we live and then basically stop what they're doing to go help somebody else. I mean, that tells you a lot about your neighbors. And I do love where I live. You ask me, would I ever leave? Probably not. Never.
Well, that's the answer I figured I would get from you too. Hey, I can't let you go without talking about fall bass fishing a little bit. I know that you're also looking forward to some time in the Gulf this fall. That's my favorite time to hit the saltwater. How about you?
Yeah, you know what? Like the hurricane season, this whole COVID-19 thing, if there's one positive to the whole thing, it is I have fished a lot more than normal. I mean, you know, I'm not on the road working trade shows and stuff of that nature. So, you know, as long as the weather's good, I find a way to get out on the water, whether it's fresh or salt. And, you know, a lot of people go hunting. I'm not one of those guys. I love having the lake to myself. And, you know, there's some good fishing coming up here as our water temperatures start to cool down.
You betcha. How do you go about chasing bass in the fall? What do you like to do?
Well, I'm a shallow water fisherman, so I'm not a guy that's going to be out there pounding, you know, anything deeper than 5 feet. And generally, if I can find some kind of vegetation, that's what I'm going to fish. I love fishing lily pad fields. or matted up hydrilla milfoil and a topwater frog, a swim jig, and a flipping stick is pretty good in the fall on most places in the southeast.
I think if Randall Thurp stops at a gas station, you can look on the deck and there's going to be a flipping stick up there because that just doesn't go away. It lives there. It never gets put in the box. I knew that was coming out in the fall.
Yes, unless I'm smallmouth fishing, there's going to be a flipping stick out. That's a fact.
And it's not ruled out then, I'm sure. Hey, Randall, it's sure good to talk to you. Hang in there. Hurricane season will be over soon, and you'll have the lake to yourself.
Thank you, Billy. Good to talk to you, as always.
Hey, my sincere thanks to you, too, for taking a little time to spend with us in the camp house today at Kinder Outdoors. Also want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for this time. Join us next time around. And until then, may God bless you and your bunch.